You know, I've seen everything from, there's actually a college student at Indiana University, and his name escapes me at the moment, but he has basically turned his classes, the grading system for his classes around, and turned them into almost a game. And he has applied game theory to how he grades his classes. And it's not just about, this is less about social media and more about just using the technology and the communications practices that are resonating with consumers these days. I mean, if you think about the location-based services like Foursquare, the reason they're so popular is because it's really a game. You're trying to become the mayor of a location. If you become the mayor of a location, you might get a coupon or a deal. You also have a leaderboard of points that you get every time you do something within Foursquare, you get points. So it's a gamified experience. And so college professors can gamify their grading system so that students get points for participation, they get points for collaboration, so on and so forth, rather than just taking tests and getting a score on knowing the material. But also, I think college professors have an unbelievable opportunity to tap into the technologies that their students are fascinated with and leverage them to capture the imagination of their students. So if you come in and have a presentation on a particular topic and you incorporate multimedia and you send the students on their mobile devices in class to a mobile landing page where you've got supplemental resources, videos and whatnot that they can interact with, and maybe even encourage them to use some of the social tools out there that are collaborative and allow the students to sort of connect and collaborate in real time, whether they're in class or out of class, you're going to not only be a more technically savvy college professor, but you're probably going to get the lion's share of your class's attention and be able to connect with those students a little bit more effectively, I would think. Students love technology, and if instead of telling them to put away their cell phones or put away their tablets in class, if you find ways to make them want to use them for the class purpose, it's fascinating. This guy at Indiana University basically changed his grading system from the traditional A, B, C, D, F, or whatever it is, to a point system, and every activity, whether it was showing up or whether it was participating in class or whether it was completing a project or whether it was writing an essay, everything had a point value assigned to it, and so you were rewarded for everything you did. It wasn't this, I got to show up so much of the time and then I got to take a test and do well and I can probably pass. And the point system was scaled so that if you achieved this many points, you got a C. If that many, you got a B, so on and so forth. What he found is that all of the different levels that teachers look to see whether or not they are being successful, class participation, class attendance, higher scores and outputs on tests, you know, retention of knowledge, all of those measures are up in, you know, double-digit percentages in his professor's classes that he's done this with. And so, again, what gamification does is it uses psychological triggers to motivate and persuade the audience to do things. And isn't that, in essence, what we're trying to do as professors?
Before we wrap it up, would you give me a preview of the presentation you'll be giving at the New Media Expo in November?
We're going to be talking about the things that social media consultants and purists have been preaching for years that are what my co-author Eric Deckers and I like to call BS on. Things like you can't sell via social media. And the book is really intended for those people out there who are skeptical of whether or not social media really is a viable way to communicate with customers from a marketing standpoint. So we're going to call some BS on some folks and some theories. And because it's Blog World and New Media Expo, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into the blogosphere, because there's a lot of, you know, best practices and or quote-unquote rules of the road that you hear a lot when you're talking about blogging that we're going to be able to call BS on as well, because much of the audience there will be bloggers. We're going to try to help people understand that the rules are, there really are no rules, and hopefully it'll be a fun and interesting presentation for folks to come to.
Jason, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.